worldwide leader in sports. This is ESPN Radio. Today's guests on ESPN Radio will appear via the OnStar hotline. OnStar turn-by-turn navigation. Now getting directions is as easy as pushing a single button and following voice commands. Visit OnStar.com to learn more. Now, here's Scott Van Pelt.
What's happening? Hope you're enjoying. What's today? Today, Thursday. I've been out of town. I was the fog is just beginning to lift. When you're an old goat like me and you try to go hard like you're still a college boy, you ache. You walk around like Fred Sanford and your joints crack and you're all tired and you can't get hydrated and you just try to shake the fog out from 2 days in America's greatest college sports town, Madison, Wisconsin. That's what I came out with today, because I'm convinced of it. Spent a couple of days up there with my good friend Andy North for his golf tournament. Andy did not come out on State Street. His wife is barred from a place, or at least she used to be. I'm sure now, being an upstanding citizen that she is, she'd be allowed in the college club, the KK as they call it. I couldn't get in either. I couldn't get in the college club on Monday because it was closed. The greatest college bar in the town is closed. How do you close your best bar? Van Peasy has come to town. As I go, third-person nickname. Nothing is more pretentious than that. But Baron von Schnitzel was in town, and I wanted to see the college club. A couple of fine people. I just went out looking for a couple of folks I was with. Couldn't find anybody. Some folks befriended me, and they were very kind. I don't know reference names. That's a little corny. I'll just say Ebert and Hartman. They know who they are. They were nice enough to sort of give me a nice guided tour and kept some of the drunks away, not all of them. You can't take pictures with people in bars because then they end up on YouTube, and God knows I've had some fun on the internet. And they've had some fun with me, but that's okay because I still got a gig, y'all. But Madison, Wisconsin, I mean, what a great place. If there's a better place, I haven't seen it. Because it has everything. And I don't remember the names of the lakes. It's like Madonna's a hockey player, but it's something like that. And then it's something that sounds like that. And all I can think of is Kabongo, but that's not a name either. It's something like that. There are these two gorgeous lakes. You got the state capitol lit up like a Christmas tree. You got State Street with, I mean, maybe not as many bars as in High Street in Columbus, another great college sports town, but not as good as Madison. Camp Randall, and I got to go back for a game. I need to get there for one, and I want to go for the Iowa game. They're already talking about the Iowa game. It's July the 10th or whatever when I'm there, and they're like, you got to come back for the night game for Iowa. And now, granted, they're college kids. They're like, oh, we'll drink all day. I'll be puking by 10. I'm thinking, bro, you got to at least be coherent for the game because the game matters, and it does matter to those people. It matters a lot. There's zealots in Camp Randall. Kohl Center, same deal, 18,000 and change. And, I mean, again, I mentioned it earlier, and I'm not plugging the bar because it's not like I got anything free, and I'm not asking for anything free. I just want to know, you just need to know that any bar where you can go up and when you order your drinks, you can get a side of bacon, and you don't even have to order it. It's not like you say to somebody, yeah, I'd like two lights and I'd like six pieces of bacon. No, it's just in a little container, and it's free, and it's deep fried, and you can eat it, which is genius ploy from the folks at Wando's because you eat it, and then it's all salty, and then what do? You drink more beer. Or you drink the booze out of the fishbowl. They're big on putting booze in a container bigger than a cup there. Because the message there in Madison is, we need to get so fired up that a cup of booze is not enough. We need a fishbowl of it. Or we need a boot of it. This is Scott Van Pelt on ESPN Radio, presented by the new AT&T. Excuse me, delivered by the new AT&T. I do SportsCenter. I do SportsCenter. I try my best to do things properly, but again, I see something shiny like a dog, and I look away, and then I forget how I'm supposed to do it. But anyway, moral of the story is that the best college town in America is Madison. And I did go through, and I gave love to Athens and to certainly Austin, because if Madison has a 1A, it's got to be Austin. And I got to believe maybe in winter months when it gets to be February and there's, you know, people are snowmobiling on those lakes. But then they just go inside and have the fishbowl and bacon. But we've struck a bit of a chord, and the email address here, and this is a tough one. I'm gonna give you all time to get a pen and jot this one down because it's gonna be it's kind of convoluted. Radio@ESPNradio.com. All my college peoples out there, you can sort that one out. Fire in, let us know. And as I look up here on the emails, we're getting you all are representing, and you should, partying at Rennie's in Eugene, Oregon. I've heard about Rennie's. My man Neil Everett, who I host the show with, tells me Eugene is indeed a great place. We have someone from Madison saying I got it right. Chapel Hill has better talent, it says. Now, Franklin Street and Chapel Hill, no doubt, you've got great stuff, you got great facilities, and certainly there are lovely ladies there. But the thing about the Midwest is they're sneaky. It's a sneakiness to the Midwest, and there's a purity to the ladies. And let me make this straight. They're college ladies. I'm an old goat. You're just viewing. You're a casual observer. You're not trying to participate. Cause let's be honest, that ain't happening. But you're appreciating what you see. And the Midwestern talent, it's fantastic. They're lovely. And they're not trying, but there's a different, you know what? And there's a whole other thing going on these days in college. If you're a college student, fellas, you are living in the golden age, bro. Because when we used to go out, when I went to the University of Maryland, girls wore sweatshirts and chucks and big giant jeans. Now the ladies go out, it is high heels and skirts, and they are all painted up, baby. It is a golden age. You are living in it. There are a lot of other factors I probably shouldn't get into that make it the golden age, but trust me, it's a liberated time to be a college student, and wherever you might be, you're having a good time in Chapel Hill. You're having a good time in Iowa City. A lot of folks are firing in from Iowa City, and you all have showed yourselves to be a great college town, certainly. But part of it also is relevance in their sport. Part of it is the relevance of their sport. 12-1 last year, Brett Bielema, he was out there showing support for Andy in his golf tournament for the Make-A-Wish folks up there, which is just... Again, left turn real quick. The My Wish stuff that we do on SportsCenter helps these kids. If you're out there watching SportsCenter and you say, I don't want to deal with that during SportsCenter, suck it up. We'll do the Brewers highlights in 2 minutes. We're helping out. And you get to see these kids that you're actually helping. It's, you know, I got to drive away because I get teary-eyed because I'm a sap like that. But anyway, that was Andy's event. Brett Bielema there, 12-1 last year. Camp Randall's a zoo. Bo Ryan's team, top-ranked team last year, 2-seed, kind of got undone by UNLV, had a rough stretch there. But, thank you. We have Lake Mendota and Lake Monona. See, I told you it was like Madonna and Cabongo. I like those names better. I believe they should be called Madonna and Cabongo going forward in honor of me naming your town the best sports town. We have Champaign Urbana, Green Street, Orange Crush, Deep Dish Pizza, Flying a Lion Eye, Juice Williams, and the Zucker. Now, see, Jim, that's from Jim Nold, and I appreciate you weighing in. And I know that there's enthusiasm's high in Champaign, but you guys, you, let's be honest, okay, not so good on the football field last year. Coming around, we're on the upswing. I understand that. They were 12-1. Actually, Illinois could have beaten them last year. They screwed that up. But anyway, Wisconsin beat them. Athens, Georgia, we're getting a lot of love. Joe, he's a UG grad. UGA grad. Didn't have his last name. I would have given you, identified you. Let me go more. We got Iowa City. Again, we're saying Iowa City is good. Kinnick Stadium. And again, Kinnick was great last year. You guys had the night game. You had Ohio State came in. And Ohio State, by halftime, that game was over. I got Alabama weighing in. Crimson Tide, 93,000. They did show up for the spring game. But see, that's a whole other deal. That's because of Saban, and you guys want to believe that he's Bear Bryant. I don't know if old Say Bear is Bear Bryant. We'll find out. A lot of love in T-Town. Understand that. And I said there are great college towns. Here's Athens, Ohio. I almost went to school there. I understand the Halloween party is something to behold in Athens. But then I was told on State Street, you got $70,000 for a Halloween party. This is from Eddie, who said, Athens, Ohio is the only place I know that riots when the bars close early. I like that. I'm not, you know, a proponent of rioting as such, but if you're going to riot, you know, the bars closing early is as good a reason. Don't burn stuff, though. Well, oof. We got Jimmy Brewer who sends in. He says, what about UNLV? That's something I hadn't considered. I said college town, okay? College town. And in Las Vegas, Jimmy, as you well know, there are professionals in your town. And you know what I'm talking about. Professionals. I'm talking about amateur sports, not professional sports. Big difference there. Although Vegas, I don't have any argument with Vegas. I'm a bit of a fan. Tallahassee. Yeah. Got a nephew at Tallahassee. My boy D's loving life. All right, we've struck a nerve. Keep firing these in. We want to know. ESPN Radio is brought to you by Nivea for Men, energizing hydrogel, an energizing cool kick for your face. I'm going to put some of that on, get prepared for Peter Gammons, who will join us. He's up next. We'll talk about what the single most compelling storyline is for the second half of the season that does not have to do with Barry Bonds. That's next. This is ESPN Radio. I'm Scott Van Pelt.